You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, I'm Caitlin McGaugh from The Simple Things, and when I'm not flying kites or riding bikes, I'm listening to Electrical Language.
Here in the UK, it's Saturday the 13th of December 2008. I'm Darbal Kovacs and you're listening to Electrical Language number 152, and I'm going to start off gently and then we'll have a bit of a trip down memory lane.
away. Run away with me to never hang you. We can fight the pirates. Maybe hold him. We've got all day. Think about tomorrow. Am your cupid. Show me the tarot.
Well, you know what it's like. 13th of December, a couple of Saturdays before Christmas, things are always, always hectic. And while I was putting those three songs together, I took a phone call, and that's rather a change of plan for today. Means this podcast is going to have to be put together even quicker than usual, so I apologise if there's a dip in quality, but at least I've got the music together and sorted out. Interestingly enough, what I'm going to be doing this afternoon is podcast related, a project that I'm working on to do with the podcast, and well, that will be something that will be coming your way. I'm going to touch wood here. Coming your way before long, I hope. Anyway, let's start with the second and third of those two songs. They were, in fact, the first two songs ever played on Electrical Language, number one, on the 18th of December 2005. So, yes, this is the last podcast of the third year of Electrical Language. Next week will be into the fourth year. And I'd been meaning to do this, go through the songs in the first five podcasts again, because as you probably know, I took down the first five podcasts, took them off the server quite a long time ago, because I don't know, I was kind of a little bit embarrassed about the quality. They're not very good, and certainly I wouldn't want a new listener now to Electrical Language to start with those ones. I suppose if you are really really keen and for some reason a sort of collector and haven't got them, I might just put them on a CD for you if you send me an email with your address, if you're that interested. But anyway, I thought I'd go through the songs that were on those first five podcasts. And the very first song ever played on Electrical Language was Never Neverland by Brown Bag Special. Now, I came across Brown Bag Special when I was, you know, in the second half of 2005, when I was getting into blogs and podcasts and things like that. And you know, with some blogs, especially Blogger, there's a certain random blog button you can click. And I came across a blog by this guy in Tucson, Arizona, called Corey. I think he's a university student, or he certainly was at the time, a college student. And he said he was in a band, and I said, kind of got chatting with him at the time and said, oh yeah. And he sent me a link to a site on Pure Volume, www.purevolume.com/brownbagspecial, where they say, people of the internet, Brown Bag Special is a four-piece rock band from Tucson, Arizona. They've been together since 2001, and the song up here is really old and needs to be replaced. So with that said, we're hitting the studio soon. Yay. Well, that's what it says now, and that's what it said in the summer of 2005. But never mind, Never Neverland by Brown Bag Special is the first song that was played on Electrical Language. And that was followed by Brackenridge is the band, and You Always On My Mind. Now, I know I've played that song probably four or five times on the podcast, but that was the second of the two songs played on the very first ever Electrical Language. The URL for that, where you can find it, is www.garageband.com/artist/Brackenridge NB. Not quite sure what the NB is for at the end, but it's an important part of the URL. They're from Glasgow. They're Bill Matthews, who plays everything, and Shelley Brackenridge, who plays everything. And what it says, the band's bio on GarageBand, formed by two members of a cover band who enjoyed the same types of music. They'd been writing for around 3 years with increasing success and were aiming for a publishing deal. And again, what I'm seeing now is pretty much what I was seeing 3 years ago. There's been no development. Looks like pretty much the same songs, but that is where you can find You Always On My Mind. And just having a quick look at it, yes, you can download it if you go to You Always On My Mind. Now, I love that song. That, and actually, that song, You Always On My Mind, has made it quite easily into what I did this week for a colleague at work who was expressing interest in what I do. I put together an audio CD of 15 of the best songs that I've played on Electrical Language, and that was one of them. And of course, in producing 15 of the best songs, I had to cut out quite a few, but really what I did was fill a CD-ROM, you know, as an audio CD rather than MP3, and fill it, so I think it had about 28 seconds of capacity left. But ever since I did that, I've been thinking of all these other songs that I could have put on there as a best of Electrical Language and didn't, so maybe if he likes it, I'll do him a volume 2. Anyway, there we are. Now, going back to the beginning of the podcast, I started off with The Moon is Torn by the Simple Things. The Simple Things are a band whose CD I've had for about 3 months, and you know, you certainly got the feel of it. It's the type of music I actually always find difficult to fit into the podcast. I've enjoyed playing the CD. It's sort of very relaxing. Late night music is the way I feel about it. But anyway, let's just tell you about the Simple Things. There are three members of the band, and they are, where are they? Caitlin McGraw, who you heard right at the beginning of the podcast on the vocals, bass by Raymond Ruiz, and piano by Michael Gallant. So it's just those three instruments, or those three sounds of voice, bass, and piano, and they provide a most enjoyable sound. And what they say is this, that they pay more attention to the space between the notes than to the notes themselves. And they're a trio, obviously, from San Francisco, who pursues the art of musical simplicity with well-thought-out arrangements, minimalist instrumentation, and kite-string melodies. Described as dreamy and raw, ethereal and intense, their music represents the meeting place of understated virtuosity, sublime songwriting, and guts. So that's what Aerial Publicity have said about the Simple Things. Well, I say that their album is very enjoyable. It's called The Simple Things, and you can find it via their website on www.wearethesimplethings.com or myspace.com/wearethesimplethings. I'm going to play one more song by The Simple Things before moving on, and this is Gone Gone.
There's no sign of you to push back. Every time we go to pieces, we just build up for the fight. So let your walls down, show your battle wound. Show there's no time, no room to fall. So let your walls down. Sometimes I lie awake wondering standing all alone and looking at a night of darkness like an exile. It's in the darkest of nights we see the brightest of stars. It's in the darkest of nights we see the brightest.
Now, that I think you'll agree is really enjoyable music. I really cannot recommend The Simple Things too highly for that kind of atmospheric play, play late night, possibly after an evening out kind of music. Very, very enjoyable. I'm going to move on to something I stumbled across this week, although I see that it's been around since July last year. Looking at IOTA Promonet, I came across Abra Moore, who is an alternative and folk artist from Texas. She's on Serathan Records, and I've played things from Serathan in the past, most notably Two Loons for Tea, Feral Children, and War Tapes, I think, have come from that label in Seattle. But this is quite different. This is very very acoustic and very enjoyable song. So what was I going to say? It's from an album called On the Way, issued I think in 2007, and Abra Moore is from Austin in Texas. Let's just tell you where you can find her. She has a website at abramoore.com. That's abramoore.com. And she's on MySpace at myspace.com/abramoore. Well, I hope you enjoy this song. I think it's excellent and fits in with the feel of this particular podcast. And this is called After All These Years.
After all these years, I can still remember the way you taste, the way you feel. After all these years, I've got my foot on the parking brake, waiting for that song on the radio to play. Out, our life is an amber, burning inside. Just when you think it's ended,
the moment the lights turn,
Yes, and they're keeping on with, I think it fits in with the feel of this podcast generally, but it's a sort of nice summary feel for what in the Northern Hemisphere is a pretty grotty, cold winter's day. And it's cold and rainy rather than cold and snowing, which is, some people don't like the snow, but I think if you're going to have winter, you might as well have it properly. But anyway, that was Carlos Bertonatti, who originates from Venezuela. And he was born in Caracas in Venezuela and raised there and also in Miami in Florida. But he also spent long periods of time skiing in the Argentine slopes of Bariloche or Bariloche, where he became part of the Argentine ski team. But anyway, he sings these really sort of catchy summery acoustic songs. There's a fantastic album called Times Are Good, which I was kindly sent by his PR people, and which Caroline has nabbed and keeps in her car. It's an excellent CD that's well worth getting hold of. Let's just see if there's anything else. He's one of those who originally began promoting his songs through MySpace and generated a lot of interest there, and from there he signed a record deal and so on and so forth. Well worth getting hold of. Carlos Bertonatti, you can find at carlosbertonatti.com, carlosbertonatti.com. He's also on MySpace at myspace.com/CarlosBertonatti. Now, as I say, if you really like that sort of kind of acoustic summary music, music with a smile on its face, that is that album, Times Are Good, is well worth getting hold of. The song that I played first of all was called It's So Easy. I'm going to go out with another song by Carlos Bertonatti from Times Are Good, and that's called 1 2 3. But first of all, I'm going to apologize for some of the dodgy sound and background noises in earlier parts. I've been trying to rush through this podcast and there's been a lot of activity going on in the house. As you may know, I record the podcast on an upstairs landing. Every room goes off the hall, one, you know, either upstairs or downstairs, and so every single noise in the house gets picked up on the microphone here. Apologies for that. Anyway, next week's hopefully will be a little bit better, but let's end Electrical Language number 152. This is 152 and the song is 1 2 3.
The 2 and 3, the number game that ruined my relationship. 2 is her, purest noun, she wouldn't change. A Catholic flow, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. 3 was a Jezebel, willing to take anything from hell. Oh, by the way, knew how to play this really well. And I don't even really know, but this is how the story goes. 1 2 3. It started out so innocently. Now I see. 2 is frustrated with 3. She knows I'm not the perfect one. It's not a mystery.
get together for 1, 2, 3.
Yes, well, definitely music with a smile on its face. So that's it. That's the end of the podcast. Many thanks to all the artists whose music I've brought you today. They have been... Now, who have they? Oh, yes, the Simple Things, Brown Bag Special, Brackenridge, More Simple Things, Abramore, and Carlos Bertinati. Many thanks to all of them. And, of course, thank you all so much for downloading and for listening. Goodbye.